Since the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001, the United States has deployed nearly 2 million military personnel to Iraq and Afghanistan. As operations wind down, thousands of troops are returning home, many with profound physical and psychological wounds. The influx is straining the nation's resources. The Department of Veterans Affairs is struggling to fill a backlog of some 816,000 disability claims. Ironically, Michigan ranks last in the nation's terms of VA benefits spending per person. But many who do seek help from the government are frustrated with long waiting periods that often yield little result. Some are turning to veteran support groups for help. Current State's Kevin Lavery has the story.
Like millions of us who remember 9/11, Eric Calley can tell you exactly where he was that fateful morning.
I was at Grand Valley State University in their launch room when the towers hit in September, and I knew that was my calling. I never went back to school.
Calley joined the Marine Corps in early 2002. He did boot camp in San Diego and infantry school in the Mojave Desert. Then came a unique assignment. Calley was ordered to the personal security detail of General James Conway, who at the time commanded the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force in Iraq. Calley was part of the first wave into Baghdad when the invasion began in March 2003. It wasn't long before Calley tasted the chaos of war.
They would fire at us from one location, drop their stuff and dress in plain clothes and walk down the road, and then we couldn't touch them because they didn't have a weapon on them. And so you never know who your enemy is, and you don't know when your time might be short. You get into that combat mode so much that that's all you think about, live, eat, and breathe, is let's go kill people.
Calley's first tour in Iraq was traumatic. His second was worse. A fight with a sergeant whom Calley believed put his unit in danger earned him a court-martial and cost him a stripe. Even so, he was honorably discharged in 2006. But by then, the heavy drinking and occasional suicidal thoughts had already begun. Calley was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. He filed a claim with the VA, but it took 2.5 years to get a disability rating. He's since been upgraded, and now Eric Calley is doing better. So much better, in fact, that he's since co-founded a grassroots advocacy group called The Fight Continues. Calley characterizes it as a stand against suicide. One-on-one, vets visit vets in their own homes where they're most isolated and vulnerable. Then they try to match them up with the right treatment programs. These missions of mercy aren't always easy.
A lot of our intel on these people come from grandmothers, friends, you know, guys that say, hey, you know, this guy hasn't left his house in 3-4 months. I've been kicked out of a house 4 times, and it doesn't stop us from going back. You know, you never give up on your family, and the military is a part of my family.
Michelle Rudzidas is part of his extended family. She also served in Iraq in a military police company. One night in January 2007, Rudzidas, two other soldiers, and their interpreter were riding in a Humvee outside Baghdad on a section of highway notorious for roadside bombs.
So we just passed the spot and did a, you know, thank goodness. And Brandon said, I love you, Derek. And Derek said, I love you, man. And I was looking out the window, straightening up in my seat, and the bomb went off.
Derek survived. Brandon and the interpreter, nicknamed Kevin, did not. The explosion claimed Rudzidas' left leg, and doctors worked feverishly to save her right. To say the last 6 years of her life have been hard would be a gross understatement. Like Callie, she also suffers from PTSD. She was heavily medicated the first 4 years. After 10 years of service, Rudzidas gets just $300 a month from the Army. And she feels she's lost in a maze of shuffled paperwork and unreturned phone calls.
It's either they're overwhelmed, they don't care. I mean, it's just a multitude of reasons why vets aren't getting the kind of help that they need. But it's just constant sloughing off, or they'll just give you some lip service and get you out the door. And then, you know, weeks and weeks go by and you don't hear anything.
I understand the frustration sometimes.
Damian McGee is the public affairs officer for the VA Medical Center in Battle Creek and a veteran himself. He says the VA is divided into two parts, one for benefits, the other for health care. The benefits side has to assess a veteran's condition before the treatment can begin.
I think a lot of people might be under the misconception that, you know, you have an injury that you believe is service-connected and you walk into the VA hospital and we can somehow automatically connect that to a service injury, and that's not how the process works.
McGee dissuades veterans from going it alone. He says the best route is to find a veteran service officer to help them navigate the system.
It never hurts to have a second or even a third set of eyes. Look at what you're submitting, look at your paperwork, tell you if you're missing something. Because the frustrating part is if you get it put together and you send it in and you're missing something, you kind of start over again.
Veteran service officers are found in agencies like the Veterans of Foreign Wars, Disabled American Veterans, and the American Legion. Ray Moore commands the American Legion Department of Michigan, which represents 70,000 members. His agency shares office space with the VA in Detroit, which on some levels aids communication. Moore says the American Legion electronically tracks their clients' claims.
We try to package the claim so that it is complete when it goes in. The VA doesn't have to ask for any additional information. But as far as a time frame, any claim that is submitted to the VA now, we're looking at anywhere from possibly 10 to 12 months before we get any kind of a decision, right, wrong, or indifferent.
That turnaround time represents a concerted effort by the VA to overhaul its infamous bureaucracy. Michelle Rudzidas has heard horror stories of veterans who waited far longer on Uncle Sam than she has.
I met a gentleman, his father served, I believe, World War II, had been applying for benefits his whole entire life. He was 88 years old, was approved for his benefits, and died 3 days later.
The VA is promising in its latest strategic plan to resolve all claims pending more than 125 days by the end of 2015. And it pledges to do so with a 98% accuracy rate. It's a big job and a race against time. America is trying to deliver on the promises it has made to warriors young and old. As the 9/11 generation comes home, we're losing 600 from the Pearl Harbor generation every day. For Current State, this is Kevin Lavery.